Okay, before we start with the praises to the 21 Tons, I'd like to read the prayer list. Prayers for happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters. All the Tibetans have been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Don Beardsley, Eddie Blanchard, Jonathan Hill, Ridgway Lynch, Jonathan Anthony Love, Lorene Meadows, Rosemary Cease, William Schaefer, Neil Smith, Annapurna the Cat, Karma the Dog, Corey the Cat, Patch the Cat, Zeke the Dog. Job Search. Roseanne Barona, John Carroll, Lee Clark, Joey Gooch, Joe Griffiths, Jim Cade, Michelle Matich, Robert Palermo, Alex Schwartz, Greg Weaver, Sandy Wimbish. Prayers for health and well-being. Kabdi Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Thich Nhat Hanh, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, Venerable Turkey Lama, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Sean Agarwal, Roger and Barb Alexander, Mrs. Askew, Bernard Baranski and family, Jim Barnes, Luce Barona, Narcissus Barona Sr., Roseanne Barona, Steve and Terry Bull, Patrick and Buck Bunn, Yuki Burrows, Sandy Carlson, John Carroll, Dimitri Diamandopoulos, Suzanne Diamandopoulos, Tashi Droma, Mildred Gooch, Gwen, Tracy Haas-Thompson, Francis Hayashi, family of Jonathan Hill, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson and Buddy, Del Johnson and wife, Sue, Helen Kasanoff, Nina Kowalski, Dr. Jonathan Kramer, Nicole Lamott, Mary Lojek, Danny Love, family of Jonathan Anthony Love, R.M., Tom McGinnity, family of Lorene Meadows, Sarah Miller, Evan Myrtle and family, Justin Nottinger and family, Jay Pandya, Lindsay Piatti, Pieper family, Chris, Susan, and Sadie, Anna Pozo, Ann Rivers, Ken Roman, Ralph Bumley, Eileen Rubin and family, family of Rosemary Cease, family of William Schaefer and the Heath family, family of Neil Smith, Nancy Sorbit, Lobsang Thubten, Dion Washington, George Michael Williams Jr., Marguerite Young, Dorje, and Kador the Pigs. So in a second, we'll start with the praises to the 21 Taras, and which is on page 191. Thank you. And then the 7 Limb Prayer, which is on page 27. Yep. A short. Let's see. Yeah, that's right. We do all these things first, right? When do we do the 7 Limb Prayer? Do we do that after we do the Guru Yoga? I can't remember. Do we do the Guru Yoga and then do the 7 Limb Prayer and the short? Yeah, because we do the Guru Yoga. And then after that, we do the 7 Limb Prayer, right?
And when do we do accepting difficulties? Is that before guests forget to read them, or is that after?
That could be before. Do we have accepting difficulties? Oh, yeah, page 110. So that could be here. Okay, accepting difficulties. That's page 110. Okay.
Oh, that's right. We didn't have the gold prayer book the last time we did this.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so as you turn to page 191 in the Gold Book, we can start with the praises to the 21 Taras. From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorneth Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times. Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow at your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, homage Tara swift heroic, I sight lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the lotus, dear lotus, turbine lotus. Homage he whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with white rays resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage golden bloom and lotus, water born in hand adorned, giving effort calm austerities, patience meditation her sphere. Homage crown of Tathagatas, action charmed without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth our beings. Homage worshipped by the Yala, Shaka Ani Bamamaru, honored by the hosts of spirits, corpses of Gandavas Yakshas. Homage with the trit and piss sounds, disjoint prismatic diagram, surfy pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireblaze. Homage to a very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champions, she was founding lotus visit, who was slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart of fingers, adorn her with regional mood, light bare masses all excited, all directions fields adorn her. Homage she so joyous radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's Davis. Homage she able to summon all its guardians assembly, shaking frowning with their home signs, saving from their famous fortune. Homage crown adorned crescent, moon on honor must my shine, Amitabha in her hair not, sending out much light eternal. Homage seem with wreath ablaze like the unending fire abiding, rush of weapon joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage see you strike the ground with her palm and with swift but beat, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she just conquered. Homage at Bevercious Peaceful, she who filled this peace nirvana, she endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezing human knowledge mantra, orange one of the ten letters. Homage to the witchy letter, of the shape of syllable, whom five of seventy six of three roots, Mira Mandara and Vindhya. And the hair-like moon of Deva-like form, with my silken tower empty, totally dispelling poison. Homage to whom gods and their kings, and the Kinnaras do honor, armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels vengeance and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with my sorrow and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating power by the set of three natures, just a source of spirit yakshas, and rich corpus supreme today. These praises with the room mantras and prostrations of Star 21. The prayer of the Benedictus on page 190. Whoever is endowed with devotion to the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering at dawn upon waking in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled and all obstacles pacified. So if you haven't gotten one of those, the Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga pamphlet, there's one on the table over there. If you turn to page 7 in the booklet. Take one of the booklets, that's it. Turn to page 7. Start with the invocation. You emanate from the heart of the Savior of the Hunter Davis Joyful Realm. On the peak of a cloud water holder resembling clumps of extremely fresh white curd, the King of Dharma, Omniscient Losang Drapa, with your son, I request you to come to this place. In the sky before me on a lion's throne, lotus and moon disc, the perfect pure Lama smiles with delight. Supreme field of the merit of mind's devotion, I beg you to abide for 100 eons to increase the teachings. Your holy mind understands the full extent of objects to be known. You eloquent speech is the ear ornament of the fortunate ones. Your holy body is glowing and glorious with fame. To you who is meaningful to see, hear, and remember, I prostrate. Beautiful drinking water, various arranged flowers, incense light, scented water, and so forth, actually performed and mentally transformed oceans of clouds of offerings, I offer to you the supreme field of merit. Whatever non-virtues of body, speech, and mind, and especially actions opposite to the three vows that I have created from beginningless time, from the bottom of my heart, I regret and fervently confess them all individually. In this time of the 5 degenerations, you strove for many listenings and realizations and make meaningful the perfect human rebirth by renouncing the 8 worldly concerns and the Savior's extensive deeds. I rejoice sincerely from the depths of my heart. Please, holy, perfect, pure gurus from billow clouds of compassion, wisdom, and the sky of Dharmakaya, make rainfalls of profound and extensive teachings of whatever is suitable for the ears of sentient beings for the object to be subdued. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Losang Drapa to shine forever. Now if you turn to page 13 in the booklet, there you see 5-line prayers to Lama Tsongkhapa. So we'll just say 21 of those to ourselves, and then we can chant the 21st one together. I'll lead the chant. Whoa. if you turn to the gold book, to page 27, so let's chant the seven limb prayer. Page 27. Gosum gupe gone cha tselo nye sham ni tu tseni malubu to mene sadi kuntan te shak che po ge wa nam la je
Good evening. Yeah, welcome back to Lamrim class after 3 months. After 3 months break. I think 3 months is enough to generate some realizations. So, the teaching that I'm going to explain is called Lamrim, the Great Lamrim, taught by Lama Tsongkhapa now almost 650 years ago. Time-wise, almost 650 years ago, that's the teaching that we are studying in tonight's class. So traditionally, it is very, very important to have, pure intentions in order to listen Lamrim teaching. So it's important traditionally, it's very, very important that, to have pure intentions in order to give Dharma or listen Dharma. That's very, very important. In the beginning, the intentions, and the end, the dedication. So therefore, we recite, I lead the prayer, but no refugee Buddhist prayer. I just let this all the traditions. So then we all say it together. So, the very reason behind that, it's more than traditions, So while we say, I take refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha till I reach enlightenment. Because this practice is based on Buddhism. So then we are supposed to generate pure intentions. If you are able to generate pure intentions, so then even though you don't say refuge in Buddha Dharma prayer, that's very fine. That's very okay. On the other hand, even though you are saying refuge in Buddha Dharma prayer, if you are not generating pure intentions to listen Lamrim teachings, so then that reciting refuge in Buddha Dharma prayer is not serving its purpose. So I'm going to listen. I'm going to listen the Lamrim. This Lamrim teachings, in order to just to benefit all sentient beings. That should be the intention. So that's why, in the beginning of the teaching, refuge in Buddhist prayer has been said. That's why it's been said. To generate pure intentions. That's very, very important. So just want to share with you, all my friends here, to generate pure intentions. So the teaching itself is also all the good Lamrim. So taught by Lama Tsongkhapa. So now this is after 3 months, this is the first class, Lamrim class. So to review, review so far what we cover, review. Lamrim teaching began with, relying on spiritual, guide. That's how the Lamrim began. Spiritual teacher, if that is so important as it mentioned in Lamrim teaching, if that's the case, so then it's very, very also important to understand the qualification of the teacher, spiritual teachers, what kind of qualifications that I should look for before I accept him or her as my teacher, spiritual teacher, what kind of qualification I have to look into that person. So that's very, very important to protect yourself, to protect other people down the road. Is very, very critical to understand how someone qualify, as a Dharma teacher. What are the qualifications? So Lama Tsongkhapa explained it very clearly in this book. So make sure that not blind leading blind. So make sure that you understand qualifications. Oh? So then, that is that's important. No, it's important to find the right spiritual teachers, or who have the not all the qualifications, but among those the most that there are number of them most. It's hard in this degeneration time. It's hard to find someone who possesses all the qualities, but Lama Tsongkhapa make some adjustment in Lam Rim books. So even though somebody who doesn't have all the qualifications, but among those qualifications, there are some of them are critical. So if you see that person possesses those qualifications, then even though after that, then analyzing, checking on that person, even though it takes 12 years, no need to rush. You can take your time because it is about your enlightenment, it's about your liberation, it's about all the realizations, no? That's why, even though it takes 20 years to check that person out, it's okay, to take that much time. So then after that, finding the right person, right spiritual teacher, so then after that, you have to also have, some qualification in order to, become proper vessel to pour all the instructions that persons, are carrying in their mind stream. So in order to pour that instructions, so that has to have proper vessels. So then there's another set of qualifications from the, student side. So those needs to be understood. Okay. So then after that, precious human life. After that, precious human life. So then Papa is taking refuge in Bodhicitta. Taking refuge in Bodhicitta. So taking refuge in Bodhicitta. So whether we have, the strong refuge or not, is very much depend on how we practice karma. It's very much, it's heavily rely on practice of karma, whether our refuge will become strong or not, or genuine or sincere or not, is very much, is heavily dependent on how we practice karma day-to-day life. So this is just a little bit review like this. Then after this, talk about power renunciations. Why we take refuge in Buddha Dhamma Sangha? Because life after this, generally speaking, is like unknown. It is unknown. It is known, then depends. It depends. It's a good one, probably don't need to take refuge with Dhamma Sangha. If it's known, it's a good one, so then no need to worry about. If it's a negative one, then of course, then need to do something to change. Then if it's unknown, so then of course, need to take to protect from that unknown place to protect from there. So then, you know, you take refuge with the Dhamma Sangha. So then basically following their advice, you know, to practice, that's the way to protect. Other than that, you know, so like they can give out their realization to us, you know, even though they will. If they can, they will. Without second or delay, they will. But that's not how it works. Oh? Taking refuge with the fear of unknown, in order to protect from that fear, so you take refuge with the Dhamma Sangha. That's why you take refuge with the Dhamma Sangha. So I'm not sure, like, usually, like, when you explain, fear, you know, like, has negative connotations. Nobody wants to have fears. But fear can be positive, too. Fear can be something useful. Scared I'm not sure how to translate it in Tibetan. I'm not sure how it sounds in Tibetan. I'm not sure. It scared the hell out of me. So that means you don't want to be there, right? Oh, you don't want to be there. That's helpful. No, that's helpful. That you are not going to be there. Because it's scared. So positive fear, no, positive fear. So, you know, I think it's important because here, you know, from this class, so we are hoping there will be more teachers to teach in the Kadamba Center. So it is important for you to think. Because how to explain, you know, without, whenever you think, okay, my refuge is just mere word, I don't feel anything, you know. Something is missing, something is missing. What is missing? Of course, one is the fear, you know, fear. People take refuge, you know, if they have some fear involved, you know, so in the material world, you know, the people take refuge in the police, take refuge in the judge, in the lawyer, and all kind of take refuge in the powerful people because they are having some, you know, like fears. You know, that's why they take refuge. So it's the same. It's the same. So that we have responsibility. How to explain? You know. So having a conviction, faith in the three jewels. If we follow them, they have ability to protect. That's the one cause of refuge, to refuge. Another cause, fear, you know, fear of unknown. So this is a true principle cause to, whether our refuge become genuine or sincere or not, is very much dependent on those two causes. So protector, the Buddha Dhamma Sangha is protectors, So therefore, to make sure, when we say refuge in Buddhist prayer, make sure that you are able to say, oh, it's kind of liberating, you know, it's kind of, saying refuge in Buddhist prayer is kind of liberating. So whenever you're able to say that, then that's good, that's very good. So, one of the Kadamba masters said, you know, like, you may think, oh, this is so simple prayer, so I don't think that I want to do something more profound, more complicated one. So Kadamba master said, so those profound, high-level practice may become nothing. First of all, the foundation is not solid. The built, And second, there's no, all the explanation is not very clear, not clearly understood. There's no, so many problems, you know, that occurs, you know. Saying refugee Buddhist prayer, you know, so there's a, there, it's, refugee Buddhist may become very, very handy when you desperately need all those highly level practice become probably nothing. I'm not saying this, the Kadama master, one of the Kadama masters said, I just repeat them. So like that. So now, having, you know, like, so see, whenever we wonder why I don't feel anything when I say refugee Buddha to the prayer, or there's something's missing. What is missing? Maybe the fear is not there. And maybe intellectually is there, but it's not really vivid or not real, no? So maybe there's not conviction faith into Buddha Dharma Sangha. No, just say them. So that's very important. So that's what is missing, is this two principal cause in order to feel liberating when you say a refuge Buddhist prayer. So just that, you know, see, is, we should not see, think this is just very simple, you know, just that, that's four line, just that, become very handy when you desperately need. So, all the obstacles could prevent very easily when you have genuine refuge, you know, when you take refuge. Can you say you have refuge? Yeah. See, you know. So this is very important. This is very important. Okay. Therefore, then taking refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha, there's something, some kind of advice that needs to be practiced, advice to be something that needs to be abandoned for your own, sake of your own happiness, sake of your own protections, oh, sake of your own protections. Chaos. Then that is also heavily rely on, you know, practicing karma. That's heavily rely on practicing karma. Having, you know, so I mean, it's like following the advice that needs to be practiced, advice that needs to be abandoned. So that is very, that also practice is heavily dependent on karma, to how you practice karma. Oh? How you practice karma. Oh. So I just want to share that with you. So Lamchok, you know, the best path, Lamrim path, that's the best path. So what is required in order to actualize Lamrim path? What is required? First, this human life. Human life. Without this human life, there's very little hope. There's almost no hope. So we already had one. You know, we already had one. You can't make a whole lot of progress if you don't have human life. Because this human life, that's the best, has a chance to make, to improve your mental qualities, deeper your understanding. So without this human life, there's very little chance. You look around, you can see, look around. How long it takes just to teach the word, just forget our meaning, just teach the word, how long it takes. So this is very important. So we already had that. It's not something that we have to wish, you know, we already have that. Not something we need to wish, we already have that. Lamcho Dula, Lamchok. Supreme path, that refers to Lamrim path, Supreme path, Lamchok, or excellent path, the best path, the Lamrim path. That foundation has to possess all the characteristics that's supposed to actualize this excellent path, which is human life, we already had. See, because our previous precious life gives us this wonderful gift. No? So now you yourself, make sure that, you know, not just throw this off the cube. So need to improve. Need to improve. So that's a good thing. We already had this, no? So therefore, this is very, what we have is very important. When it's come down to enlightenment, liberation, this is first step. This is very critical things. Without having this, almost no chance. No chance. So we already have that. Therefore, this is very initial stage, this is very important. Therefore, need to create the cause for this kind of human, this kind of, you know, foundation, this kind of foundations that totally support entire Lamrim path, you know, which is considered as like supreme path. So, in this life, need to create the cause for human life. Going around the stupa. Going around the stupa, not that difficult, you know, just going around one round. You are creating the cause for the solid foundations. If you make some effort, you could, you know, push yourself all the way to up, all the way up. Not just that, will lead so many beings with you, you know, so many beings they will lead with you, get benefits. Some effort, if you put some effort, you already have foundations. If you put some effort, you could, you know, say, let's say, enlightenment like a mountain, you could climb that mountain because you have all the equipment is already there. Put some extra effort, you know, so every day, living every day something, you know, every day, not like every day something, you know, every day something. So that's, you know, therefore, you know, creating the cause for this human life. So, you know, it's not that difficult. It's quite easy, you know. So just go around the stupa. Just do one prostration. Just don't think about 35, 1 minute. Just do one prostration. Every atom that covered by your body becomes the perfect cause for human life, believe or not. See, just one prostration. Doesn't have to be three, no? That's the number they suggest. Or not able to do three, then end up doing nothing. So that's not skillful way of thinking, you know. Even just one. Every atom, you know, can you count every atom that covers by your body become the perfect cause for human life? That's how you create the cause for human life. Then going around the stupa. Then with positive intention, you know, with positive intentions. With positive in order, I'm going around to in order to benefit all sentient beings. With that kind of intentions, oh, the merit multiplies. The merit multiplies. Because it's, you know, then whatever merit that you created with that kind of intention, powered by that kind of attitude to benefit, to work for well being of all mother sentient beings, we are walking around the stupa. That's kind of walk. That's kind of also walk too. Walk. 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 W-O-R-K. Walk. No, that's also walk too. No, it's a walk. See, I'm going to walking around the stupa. That's also walk too. So with intentions to benefit all mother sentient beings, going there round to benefit all living beings, you know, to benefit all living beings. With that kind of, if you walk around the stupa powered by that kind of attitude, merit multiplies because it's like powered by, you know, altruistic attitude, you know, like similar to bodhicitta. So, then you are married with no exhaust till sentient being exhaust. See? Because your marriage is connected with every living being. So it will remain there till this universe becomes empty of sentient beings. Your marriage will be there. You will have access to that marriage. So that's why, you know, dedicated with the positive bodhicitta attitude. That's why it's so important. So because bodhicitta is related to all living beings. So, so that's how you create the cause for human life, okay? So, lamjodru la tsinyi tsangwe ne manye bada sa yin tiye masa yin jiru lam. So, gozum di nung timye baba di hapra hapra le rizdiwa ne chewe. Jiru to the Lama Tsongkhapa was telling all of us, me, to you, everybody in the Lama Tsongkhapa was telling how that we should practice Dharma, Lama Tsongkhapa was telling us. Going around the stupa purifies too, you know, doesn't have to be separate. Oh, going around the stupa, that's creating merit. What is about purification? No, this is all in one. Just go around, you create the marriage, you create the cause for human life, it also purify all of that. Purify. So, see, you can imagine that 35 Buddha practice, not all of them, I'm not saying that you have to do all of them, just first Buddha's name. Just saying that, see, purifies how many eons? 20,000 eons of negative karma. Can you imagine? You worry about one life, that's like 100 years. Compared to eon, it's nothing. No, even it's not like one, like, how is the whole hair? How is it they're saying, you're saying, like, finding a needle in the hair? Huh? Haystack. Just saying the first Buddha's name, there's 35, first one. Can you believe that? Purifies negative karma. How many lifetime? Just forget about lifetime. 20,000 eons. Oh, maybe it's going to purify life before this, not this life. Because this life is the one who's saying it. Doesn't make sense. If it doesn't purify this karma, how you can hope purify life before this? So there are so many reasons to feel good. No? There are so many reasons to feel good. Feeling, the bad feeling can be purified. Just saying one, not saying 35 times, just saying one time, the first Buddha's name, you know, purifies 20,000 eons of negative karma. Wow, that's really, you know, that's really something. That's not that not difficult to say. It's almost impossible not to have time to say that name, just one name a day. But that's impossible. You know. So, then, knowing the benefit, then just when you say, happy to say, you know, kind of excited, oh, this is not also worthwhile to say. It purifies. 20,000 eons of negative karma, that's like really, really powerful. See, so if you are feeling bad, you know, just sit there feeling bad or thinking something about negative, about out of negative mind, what you're thinking something negative, what you're doing is really nothing, you know. So then there's nothing good come out of that. Thinking something negative out positive, no positive mind. That means the mind that wants to say first Buddha's name one time. So purifies. Who said that? Shakyamuni Buddha said that. Do he lie? I don't think so. He lies. I don't think Buddha lies. No, see, no reason. Whole goal is to just benefit sentient beings. So easy to purify. So then we, you know, as I said, if we put some effort, because this is, we have all the tools, if we put some effort, you will make progress. You will make progress, you know? That progress will lead a lot of sentient beings with you, you know? Some little progress. Just thinking, you know, here, let me think. See, so the love. So without this body, no chance, or almost no chance. So we already have one. So we need to think about create more cause for something like that. Then, you know, creates merit, same time going around the stupa, it purifies, it creates merit, it's all in one. No need to think, oh, this is just creating merit, so how about purification? So, hold on. So see, some people make commitments from Kadamba Center. Someone make commitments to go around the stupa 5,000 times. And that's wonderful, you know. Some people already did 3,000. So, I just tell them, just go around. Don't ask too many questions, just go around. It doesn't matter. So you ask questions, I will say something, blah, blah, blah. You ask some questions, I will say, blah, blah. Just go around. No, just go around. No need to talk, just go around. You can ask questions, the stupa, is not going to answer. Just go around. So merit is needed, merit. You need merit, I need merit, we all need merit to have peaceful life, you know, calm life. Oh. So you know, some people make commitment, you know, go around 5,000. So. So that's good, that's wonderful, that's wonderful. You get married, I get married, we all get married. Whenever people make that kind of commitment, going around the stupa, we are all getting married. Because this collective effort, the result of collective effort, see, that's how we benefit the people. We didn't say anything. People just come up with the idea, oh, maybe I should go 5,000. So then when they come to you, then you can explain, you know, to help them a little bit. Because initially they come up with this idea, Quran. So this is wonderful. So there's, you know, the beautiful of having the holy object here. So need to take advantage. It purifies. So then little effort. So when we do, we should do it well. So that means, you know, with some deeper understanding, you know, so that when you go around the stupa, maybe think about. So don't think, oh, Gisela is now slow, so eating a little more. Now in the end it's going to be like this. He becomes so simple, so now it's kind of expanding a little bit. A little more effort, you know, think about four power. When you go around, you know, four power, it's not that difficult to learn, four power. Okay. It's good, you know, to know, okay. So then, now after that, you know, review is like, now renunciations, huh? It's just reviewing because it's been now 3 months. You know, we talk about liberation, we talk about enlightenment, moksha, liberations, enlightenment. What is liberations? What is required to have clear understanding of liberations? And not just that, have some taste of liberation. What is liberation? Therefore, Shakyamuni Buddha taught Four Noble Truths. The reason. Because Shakyamuni Buddha wants to us to have, you know, renunciations, bodhicitta, wisdom without emptiness. You know, that's how you liberate yourself. So he's there to help. You may not need to think exactly the text described, but somehow, in order to seek liberation from suffering, first of all, need to understand what is suffering. If you don't understand suffering, you are not going to seek liberation from the suffering. That's why, you know. The sufferings, you know, there's like three types of sufferings. The last one is much more difficult, even intellectually, or difficult to understand. But probably don't need to go all the way down there, because there's ton of suffering here, you know, ton of suffering too. So think about those suffering. Papa Tenzin here, we are not going to generate, the genuine interest towards liberations if we don't understand what is suffering. This interest is not going to take place. We are not going to have any genuine or sincere interest towards liberations if we don't understand suffering. So that means cessation, the path that leads to cessation will not come if you don't understand the First Noble Truth. If you understand the First Noble Truth, if you understand that, then you know there's like Four Noble Truths to the suffering, cause of suffering, the path, to the cessations. Each one of them, you know, there's like the way the Four Noble Truths is being explained in the text. It explains the base on 16 points. Each has four points. Four positive points, four negative points. Negative point means four correct understanding. And four misunderstanding. Misunderstanding of suffering. Misunderstanding of the cause of suffering. Something is suffering, we think, oh, it's happiness. Actually, it's not happiness, it's suffering. So you can read, So the cause of suffering, there's no cause. Or there's only one cause. No cause, there's misunderstanding. Only one cause, there's misunderstanding. Or it's created by somebody, there's also misunderstanding of the cause of suffering. Or it happens here, then it doesn't happen, it's like, sometimes it happens all the time, then sometimes it doesn't happen. There's four misunderstanding of the cause of suffering. Therefore, Shanti Deva said, even though we have wished to overcome from suffering, but we deliberately go for suffering. It's not like knowing someone something, but we got confused. We can kind of get confused. So that, that's what Shanti Deva means. even though we wish to have achieved happiness, but we destroyed our happiness out of ignorance, like our own enemies. The Shanti Deva said, this all needs to get some attention. Not having clear understanding of suffering, so then sincere or genuine interest about liberation will not happen. Not thinking about the cause of sufferings, so then moksha will not come. Kunju kove juri masana, this relates to the second noble truth, the truth of cause of suffering. So not having the clear understanding of that, then we will not know how to cut the root of samsara. No, that wisdom will not take place if we don't have clear understanding of the cause of suffering, second noble truth. So we are not going to have any wisdom how to cut the root of the sufferings, samsara. That will not happen. So Ramadan was this how I practice. So I wish if you have interest, I wish that you will do the same thing that Ramadan was said. How we bind in samsara, not because our friends. How we bind samsara. Because the cause, there's no cause, the karma, of course, just karma by itself cannot do anything, but not just that, and the top of that is disturbing thought. Thought that disturb you, thought that disturb other people. Minute it arise, they disturb you, disturb other thought. So that, you know, so then the combination of that and the actions produced by that disturbing thought. So that's why going round, yeah. Going round. Not because they want to go, not because we wish to go round, not because of the disturbing thought. So then after that, bodhicitta. See, after that, bodhicitta. So there's like brief review. So the interesting thing that Ramula, you said the stanza after the mandala, so I think that's a good one. So usually we don't say that. Because Bhagya Chabam Muslim TV use, you know, object of my anger, attachment, and ignorance. Danye, enemy, no friend or close one, stranger, danye, parma means middle, means not really friend, not really enemy, it's just, you know, between. So, I think it's a good idea to, Bhagya Chabam Muslim TV use, object of my attachment, anger, ignorance, that refers to enemy, close one, then strangers. That's how you say in America, strangers. Then what's that other one? Oh, yeah. In Tibetan?
Oh, I have to look it up.
Samula Tibetan is in the book. Yeah. They're like body and the possessions. Body, world, and possessions.
The object of my attachment version is friends, enemies, strangers, and my body, wealth, and enjoyments. Oh, you need to know it in Tibetan?
No, that's okay now.
Oh.
So I already remember. No. offering them without feeling, I say, short.
Please accept it with pleasure and bless me with freedom from the three poisons. Oh, without any sense of loss, I offer this call.
Yeah, without any sense of loss, from the lesson. So that's good, you know. You are making offerings to the person you don't like. I think that's a good idea. Instead of trying to get rid of them, just offer them. Say, Buddha, he's here. I'm going to get rid of them. So not good thing to do. So what I'll just offer you. So that's a good idea. Three objects. Objects are attachment, anger, ignorance. Just offer them. Then it becomes part of your offerings, no? Part of the offering. Offering doesn't have to be something that you like or don't like, you just offer. That's a good way to practice, you know, just whenever we think about that, we just make offer and just offer them. Offer their everything, you know, their body and everything, they offer them, make them offer, so that's good. So this is a brief, I think it's a brief review of Lamrim, that's so far what we cover. It's a really brief review. So bodhicitta, so so this is called Lamchok Dubla Tsinisarete, so this is to you and your mind, all of us, our body. This is called this foundation, which has all the characteristic to support this excellent path. No, excellent path, Lamrim path. not easy to find. So this is something that I feel good about. Okay. So when like Tibetan people when they escaped Tibet after 1959, then to you know 60s, all the people slowly escaping from there. So there's a lot of them, a lot of people from like particularly monks, you know, from Drepung, Gandhisara. So they escaped. Then the Indian government put them into the British like prison camp. It used to be British prison camp in called place called Buxar there. Then you know face a lot of challenge, not knowing the culture, not knowing the language, not knowing how to communicate with the local people. So people are working very hard, monks are working very hard, studying Hindi, you know. So then there's so many mistakes been made communicating with the local people. The letter all becomes a joke, you know. Yeah. So it reminds me of when Hamla looking for books. So they carry small books. So then when they communicate, they say, just wait. I need to take out my language. Look at them. Because they're carrying that, you know, because they can. They say, okay, 50 cents stay, 50 cents go. In Hindi language, that's totally incorrect way of speaking. But that's all they know. They look, then there's how to say. So the later on, when they, you know, the situation improves, so then after that, they resettle again in South India, where now Sarah Monastery is. So then after that, people are living well up, you know. So then it becomes joke. Oh, you say something like that, and he says something, who's that? Then, you know, they remember. Then they'll be here, you know. So they say, so then it becomes like continued joke about the language mistake. So that's the brief review, okay? Brief review. So now, anybody remember where we stopped?
Yeah, we stopped at the origin of suffering. It's on page 298 in the first volume. You talked about afflictions.
Affliction, you know, that's like kind of like fancy term, but you know, nyimong, that basically, as I said, disturbing thought. But many of the thought arise, it disturb you. That's why it's not useful, disturbing thought, okay? Afflict your mind, klesha. It's thought. It's a thought. No, it's not. It's not. It's not something solid. It's not something. It's just thought. No, it doesn't have color. It doesn't have shape. It doesn't. You cannot grab them. It's just thought. It's just thought. So that thought needs to diminish by thinking something positive. No, every single day, you know, there's opportunity, you know, it's opportunity. So this is complicated, isn't it? It's not easy, it's complicated. That's why Dharma is needed. It's not complicated, you don't need Dharma. all kind of, you know, you think all kind of things, you know, not that. What we are trying to do when we are studying Lam Rim, we are trying to think, trying to produce every thought, you know. You can't stop. You cannot stop them. You know? That's not how you change. You cannot stop them. It arises. So now what we are trying to do, we are trying to, you know, try to say, power those thoughts by deeper understanding about life, impermanent, karma, you know, so then there's less negative energies that comes, that generated by those disturbing thoughts. No, it's quite amazing every day. Doesn't matter if you stay in the monastery, stay in America, stay in South Korea, it doesn't matter, you know. Every day, mind keep thinking, all kind of things. Thinking by hearing something, thinking by seeing something, thinking by smelling something, thinking by thinking something. See, quite amazing, you know. Yeah, so positive thinking, not positive thinking. So, so now here, like, cause of suffering. The basically second noble truth, cause of, right? That's where we stop. So here, so now I read. How are you doing? Huh? Oh yeah. So I'll read some. Okay. Nimongchi chini. Definition of afflicted mind. Tamo nimongchi chini. Did you explain that?
Oh, you talked about it.
Yeah, I'm probably going to say it again, if you don't mind. So just think about, if it's like, afflicted, clash is too much, that's a disturbing thought. That's what it is, disturbing thought. The definition of that, disturbing thought, what is disturbing thought? How you define them? Kundrile, chue kang juwana rabdu ma shiwa, tingit juwande, chue kang, Kundrile, I think that text probably composed by Asanga, I think. Is it correct?
Composed yes. Asanga? Asanga's Compendium of Knowledge.
Yeah, because I can see here, so Tibetan. This book in English is much better, very clear. Tibetan, they just named the title of the book to say who said. So there's two of them, you know, two of them. So this Asanga, one of them is Asanga. Chö kang juwana rabdu ma shi, rabdu ma shi ve tingi bichunde, so. This is Chö kang juwana, kang juwana. How do you translate it here?
An affliction is defined as, and you said it was a thought, that when it arises is disturbing in character, and that through arising disturbs the mind's
strength. Can you please read exactly what is written here?
Okay. An affliction is defined as a phenomenon that, when it arises, is disturbing in character, and that through arising disturbs the mind stream.
So that phenomena refers to disturbing thought. Okay, it's not refers to object. Okay, so that needs to be understood. Here, phenomena, generally speaking, means, you know, could be anything. Could be book, could be person, could be anything. In this case, the phenomena that refers to the thought. Okay, thought.
Thus, when it is produced, it disturbs the mind stream.
See, so that is the definition of, you know, disturbing thought. Okay, nyumong. That's why it's not good. No, te juwe sim ju rabdo mashiwa juwe juwa di nyumong bichinitos. Then,
then this it explains the types, the 10 afflictions.
So kangcheba na sim ju rabdo mashiwa chebaos. That's the nyumong jun desha. Relatively, attachment is better compared to anger, is much better. The anger is the worst. No, to compare to that, attachment is, no, is much, much better, you know, much better. Because, so one here, don't ever think, oh, I'm bad because I have attachments. Need to think what can be done. So not just think like that. Okay, I have anger, I'm bad. No, feeling it's not. That's not good. So see, think about as a. Sentient beings become enlightened. Enlightened beings doesn't become enlightened beings. They're already enlightened. That's not how you enlighten. You enlighten that you are not enlightened beings, then you become enlightened beings, you know. When you are not enlightened beings, that means you have all this, you know, disturbing thought. It's nothing to do with, you know, who's best, who's good, nothing to do that. Everybody, even the enlightened beings, they also used to have, you know, this anger and attachment, all of that. Okay? So, now the job is how to tackle them. How to tackle, that's the job. If you don't have them, you don't have to think about how to tackle them. See, fundamentally, everybody has Buddha natures, or like lotus, born in the muddy pond, but itself is not contaminated by mud, it's pure. Now the Lama Tsongkhapa will explain, like individually explain all these disturbing thoughts, the definition of disturbing thought. Dejani chima, chima amchi nangi yu duba yidu wang mine yidu chapa des. Pena rela numshuba yuwa kawashindo niya rangi miwa la shenji chepa ni miwa tida taka wa oso. Decha sida. Vajrayana teaching there's permission to use attachment, anger as a, you know, to utilize them to make further progress in your practice. But in Sutrayana there's like Mahayana, then there's Hinayana or Theravadan. In Theravadan traditions, they don't give any permissions. All this disturbing thought has no permissions. No. So in the Sutrayana path, in, you know, in the Buddhist path, you know, there's, you know, some case, say, exactly like, or there's, you know, some permission. So, so see, Chimam nangi yu. So the object can be, you know, just thought. You become attached to the thought, or could be idea. These are all internal things. Could be idea, could be thought, could be opinions, you know, could be anything. Internal, that's internal thing. External thing, you know, could be object, could be color, could be shape, could be smell, all kind of things. Object of our attachment. Chiham nangi yu duba means, you know, something that attracts you. Something that attracts you. Duba. You don't want to mean this, you don't mean this. So there's a kind of object that kind of attracts your attention. Then, you know, you don't mean it, Jesus chakwas. Yeah, so that's basically attachment. Then I realize for example, the drop of oil, whether it's like on a piece of fabric or a piece of paper, when you first drop, it's just small. Then when time goes by, then it's kind of cover, get bigger and bigger. If it doesn't get bigger, then, you know, it's not a problem. It doesn't get bigger. If you can control, yeah, you can control, you know. Say, oh, wow, this is wonderful, you know. This is very beautiful. But just a drop of oil. It doesn't have to be spread. No, it can control. But generally speaking, it's going to be like that. Beginning is just one drop. It's just oil, generally speaking. Generally, it's not, does not mean every attachment is going to be like oil. It's like that's just general, like the example they use. So then it becomes, you know, kind of like bigger and bigger. Then after this, it's hard to get rid of them, because now, in the beginning, it's one drop. If you just, how you say?
Brush it away.
If you brush it away, clean it away, then there's nothing to explain, you know? Chiham, chi means external object, nang means internal object, yu dukba, yu dukwa, that means, oh, jesu chakwa des, oh. Then I realize, you know, yeah, rang mi bala shenji, chepa ni mi bala tina taka wawas. So then it's, you know, it makes, in the end, it makes so difficult to, how do you say, to separate. So difficult to separate, oh. Right now, we are just learning, we are just studying Lamrim. So, if whenever you wonder what is attachment, so now you have some understanding the definition of attachment is. So that's good. Then, Mibala Shinji Chabani, Mibala Takawa, what's it? To me, it's a number of daughters. No, when you, like, if there's time, it doesn't just go like this, no, it just sometimes it drop. It doesn't go right away, it goes like this, and it goes more slowly. Then there's like, to you, this is not here, but this is very brief as a definition. But when you look at other books, there's longer definitions. So then, like, that you superimpose, no? Then that's how it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, bigger, then hard to separate or detach. Because you superimpose, you know, that's, to me, you just, if something's not there, but you just put it there, more extra things, you know, more extra things, you know, like, details, you know, more extra things. To me, you know, the dotane, so then you exaggerate, then, you know, then that's how you bind. That's how you get bigger, you know. It's not just right away. That's the attachment, okay? That's it. The control. So now there's anger, control, anger. Shedha sungu sem chana yini shiwa nyamin yus. Shantideva, what Shantideva said? Shedha sungu. Sungu means pain. This is pain. Anger is pain. Shedha sungu sem chana. If you harbor that, you know, painful mind, you are not going to experience happy mind or peaceful mind at all. Not able to sleep, then all this, then everything becomes disastrous. Control is not just, it's like deeper, you know, it's like really, you know, anger. Sinjian namtan, dungatan. Oh, Simjian Namdan, Dungatang, Chenantang, Chamaso, Dungatang means Simjian, sentient beings, Dungal, sufferings, mental sufferings, physical sufferings, and people get angry, you know, so when they are sufferings. Chen, Chamaso, Dungatang Namdan means Dungatang means Kunde Narsamba, Sim, Tubu Yutila, Nogachava, Sambo. So now you just elaborate explanations in the chapter number 6, Shantideva Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, chapter number 6. Shantideva thoroughly examine, you know, somebody hits you with this piece of stick, so why you shouldn't get angry, you know, there's thorough examinations, you know, thorough examinations. So you read that and, you know, there's more elaborate explanations Shantideva was given in the chapter number 6. Okay? We have two types of desires. According to chapter number 6, I think, two types of desire. You know, desire to want something and desire not to want something. There's two types of desire. Desire to want this prayer will hear, or desire to not want this prayer will there. There's two types of desire. Now, some kind of interruption is taking place. You have desire to prayer to be there. Reason, I'm not sure if you know reason or not. Maybe sometimes there's no reason, or just want to be there. It's your desire, it's not someone else's desire. You can't control someone else's desire. Or someone else has different desire, you know. So now there's clearly this problem. So, there's two types of desire, to want something and not want something, or could be anything. There's some kind of, you know, obstacle or like interruption taking place, or somebody accidentally move, or maybe intentionally move. I'm not sure this can be anything. Immediately saying this, then what you found, now you found the fuel. You found the fuel. That's what Shantideva said. You found the fuel for this painful mind, what we call anger. This painful mind. Not pain, it is called pain. It is pain. Huh? You found the fuel for pain. Not just pain, really painful. So then you use this fuel, then the fuel, how you use the fuel, then the fuel, anger. Result, you are completely finished, destroyed. Da jumsu, da. You yourself, jump means destroyed. You found the fuel, then you rely on, not on the understanding of emptiness, or compassion, or patience, and you rely on, you go to anger. So then, of course, anger is going to be awake because you give them food. So that's the anger. Immediately saying this. So this is, you know, every day, same again, every day. That has to be something big, you know, it can be something very small. So we lose our happiness all the time. By thinking something, doesn't have to be object, not just here, just thinking something, not happy. Think something, doesn't have to be somebody there to disturb you, just thinking something, or maybe remembering something. What we need to do, if you remember something, then if you generate compassion, there will be no problem. But we don't do that. So that's why I know that not easy. This is train. You're not in the dodge jump source. So that's the case. From now on, no matter what kind of circumstance, I will not disturb my mind. And there was a very story. Having all this understanding now, from now on, I will not disturb my mind. I will protect my mind from pain. So, So now can you read this, the part, in anger part?
Okay. They call it hostility. Hostility means observing origins of suffering, such as living beings, pain.
That doesn't sound bad. Orange, that sounds good.
Yeah. I must be hungry. Origins. Such as living beings, pain, weapons, or thorns, and giving rise to a harsh, tormented mind that contemplates harming these objects. So that's on page 299.
Oh, so that's where we are reading now. So make sense? This is the worst disturbing thought. So then the third one is like
pride.
What they call hostility?
Yes, for anger was hostility.
Now there's hatred, now there's anger, there's hostility, three of them. Now, we have only two in Tibetan. So you have one extra one, hostility, anger, hatred. So in Tibetan, called Shedang, Kongdo. Kongdo, you know, Shedang, there's no subtle growth or subtle, because this is all gross. Shedang is like really now, you're really angry. Kongdo, you know, can be very mild, you know. But not, you know, like Shedang, that's probably like he Shedang. If your mind is disturbed by Shedang, that's like hatred. then you don't see anything good at all. You don't see anything good at all. Anger can be very subtle. You can still see something good. You still can think something positive. Oh, maybe that's not too good. But when you hatred, then there's like, you say, hate, I hate. So when you say, I hate, so then really, there's something. There's no positive at all. They're all negative, Even the old ground is like red. All the Yeshia Dango to the Sajimona Oshis. So anyway, so I'm not sure, like, there's two words, anger and hatred. And then you have third one, I'm not sure what to say. Oh, yeah, so then Naje, so now the third one.
It's pride.
Pride, Naje, so. Jigdela, Jigda la tende, Jigda la tende, Shiam Nangi Tome, Kan Jigda. Jigda, this, what is this? Can, I'm just wondering how they translate it in English.
Do you want me to read the definition?
Yeah.
Okay. Pride means observing, either internally or externally, qualities that are high, low, good, or bad, and, based on the reifying view of the perishing aggregates, allowing...
Reifying
view.
What is that?
Reifying means treating as substantially existing, like something... concrete, like a phenomenon.
You understand, this is like self-grasping, that's what it is. Whatever you say, that's like self-grasping. Or maybe misunderstanding of self. That's what it is, misunderstanding of self, okay? Self-grasping means misunderstanding of self, that's what it is. Called ignorance.
Reifying view of the perishing aggregates.
Oh, that's good. So I just wondering that part. I just wondering that part. Because jikta. Jikta means misunderstanding of self. Misunderstanding of self. So then jikta la tende. So then, because of that, then chiyam nangi tome. Karasera. If somebody's doing very well, instead of rejoicing them, get jealous. And then someone's poor, then look down. Or like, could be, I have this title, I have this title, I'm so and so, I have this job, I have this much money, I have this much power, so why I should care, things like that. From the spiritual side, you are not going to learn anything new because you all these things that you know everything, but actually you don't know anything. There could be many divisions, but not in talk. So that this is clear? It's clear now? Or maybe it's first class. Maybe should stop. What do you think? The second one, then the ignorance. Maybe next Wednesday, Maybe weather's so cold, everybody's thinking of a blanket. I have no clue how this opportunity has been created. Reading Lama Tsongkhapa Lamrim, which is like golden rosary. Each bit benefits, value something. This is like Kadam Leshe, Sejitima. Kadamba instructions like the golden rosaries. So when you read Lamrim, not just this, and it sounds so hard to meet Lama Tsongkhapa teachings. when you read, feel like nowhere, impossible to meet Lama Tsongkhapa teaching. But right now, meeting Lama Tsongkhapa teachings, reading Lama Tsongkhapa teachings, saying Lama Tsongkhapa teachings, memorizing Lama Tsongkhapa teachings, review them in your mind, how that happened, you know. It happened due to causal conditions. So see, even just coming to the class, whether we are, the goal is to put into practice, you know, slowly, but just think about meeting Lama Tsongkhapa teachings. Is it difficult as they explain? That's wow, that's, you know, something must be done, something wonderful must be done. So otherwise, you know. So I just want you to know, just to rejoice that I have no clue. Probably you may have, some of you may only have clear understanding. Some of you like me, no clue. But this is wonderful. Meeting Lama Tsongkhapa teaching Lamrim. Meeting Buddha's teaching is wonderful, but meeting Lama Tsongkhapa teaching is even more difficult. Oh, see, highly realized Lama cannot promise for their main disciples when they request them to make sure they meet Lama Tsongkhapa teaching next life. They cannot promise. So see, somehow that all of us, somewhere, some lifetime, that this is wonderful. So I think, you know, just coming here, reading Lamrim together, you know, to create a cause somewhere, now creating new cause. So that's how you meet Lama Tsongkhapa teachings, rather than just asking someone to pray to meet Lama Tsongkhapa in the next life. You know? That's how you make connect, you know? That's how you create a karma. So just, you know, that, so something to be happy about, okay? Something to be happy about. Just meeting Lama Tsongkhapa teaching. 650 years ago, Lama Tsongkhapa wrote this book. 650 years ago. That means almost seven or six generations still around, so here, so just to rejoice. Dedication. Oh, do you have a discussion group? Yeah. Yeah, so then I will say the short, very short in Tibetan. Just meditate, you know, so then dedicate the merit to meet Lama Tsongkhapa teachings, life after life, many, many lives till you reach enlightenment, so, you know, to meet Lama Tsongkhapa teachings. Good to say some mantras, you know, for your long, healthy, happy life and prevent from untimely death, you know, for your health, okay? There's some time there. Chumde de 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 de
Thank you. Good night.